Atomic batteries to power turbines to speed. It's Bat Squad Radio, back for episode 19 here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, my name is Kev L. I'm the host of this show, and I'm joined, as always, by my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First, folks, he is the inspiration for the phrase, cosplay is not consent. New Jersey Bat Dave.
Whoa, wait a second. That is not the intro we rehearsed.
Yeah, no, it's the intro you're getting, though. That's the only intro you're getting.
Well, okay.
You're an old pair.
Listen. I'm extremely, extremely upset.
I didn't even introduce
you. He hasn't introduced you yet. I don't care. I really don't care.
Cut the music. Okay, then. Denny's okay. Folks, New Jersey Spider Denny. I'm gonna have to save what I was gonna say about him.
My fans know who I am.
Okay.
My fans.
Your
okay.
Fans. Yeah.
First of all, don't ever shop at Walmart. The place is garbage. So recently, everyone knows I'm into video games and Nintendo. I wound up pre-ordering the Nintendo Switch
right.
in January. January 13, I pre-ordered it, okay? So I happened to look at
the Nintendo Switch, which, by the way, when I was all excited about the Nintendo Switch, like, hey, this new Nintendo Switch is coming out, it looks awesome, he took a heaping dump all over it. He was like, this looks stupid, I'm not going to get it.
As I was rudely interrupted, I'm still upset. Now I'm even more upset because of you. So I pre-ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Walmart, right? Was all excited. So I go and look at the shipping and had everything correct. For whatever reason, Walmart put my old shipping address, which was about 6 years ago. I lived in this other address. So I called up Walmart. I said, hey, guys, listen. I was like, you wind up putting the wrong address. Can you just change it? And they're like, no, you got to bring it up with FedEx. I'm like, why do I have to bring it up with FedEx? What is that?
Go ahead.
Shut that garbage off. I'm talking. That's very rude.
Just keep going. It adds to your story.
All right. So then they said, they basically said to me that we cannot change the shipping address at all. They're like, you have to wait until it's shipped or cancel the order and do this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, how is that possible? I ordered in January. It was not even a month later. So I was like, I was so aggravated with the whole thing. So
right.
Like, wait until FedEx gets you an order number. So today, FedEx gave me an order number, so I called them up and said, hey, listen, can you guys just forward my package to my actual address?
That's a long story.
Random person.
I can't believe we're actually starting an episode with him complaining about something.
Like enraged complaining, yeah.
So anyway, so they basically told me, no,
oh, he
Walmart
will not be deterred today, huh, Dave?
Listen, I'm talking. That's so rude.
All right, keep going.
You could cut whatever you want out of this garbage. I'm just so aggravated just trying to get it. What are you drinking, vodka?
I am drinking heavily because you're...
So anyway, long story short, I get it over with. So basically they said I have to call Walmart. Walmart said that they can't do anything about it. So now they have to cancel the order and then reship it to my house or go to that random person's house and pick it up because they have to wait until the package is delivered. I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
So somebody's playing your Nintendo Switch then?
Yeah, probably. Okay, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Wow, that was you just bulldozed like the first couple minutes of this episode.
Well, we have to talk about something. It gets boring. Keep hearing Dave talk all the time.
Always edit that out, right, Kev?
I could edit it out. I probably won't though, because that's a lot more work than I'm really used to doing.
I think we should really start the episode off this way, with two apologies from me.
From you? You don't apologize to people. You're the most selfish human being on the planet.
Well,
that's true.
That's an exaggeration, but I do have to apologize. And the first apology is to you.
What?
You, Spider Danny, and you,
me.
Kev L.
Us.
When we first talked about bringing the show
Wait, is this like, there's so many things that you could be apologizing to us for, finally, for over the years. So, like, I'm racking my brain trying to figure out what it was. Is it for, like, all of your megalomaniacal, like, con-ruining obsessions that you have to go through every single con? Is it, like,
no.
All the times that you've tried to take over the show?
No, I'm proud of those. This has to do with last week's episode. Before we started, I kind of said to you guys, I think bringing the show back is a bad idea. I think it's run its course, blah, blah, blah. Well, we did the show. I still had my trepidations. And then I listened to the show later that day. It was fantastic.
It was a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I had forgotten how much I enjoyed doing Bat Squad Radio. So,
well, at least someone has to. Someone has to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, certainly not Denny.
And the second apology is a tough one because
okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much.
I accept your apology, the second apology. That's clearly meant for me.
The second apology, I hurt the feelings of a listener. And as you know, the listeners mean the world to me.
You mean the listener? Yeah, <that's good. laughs> the listener.
Okay. Well, what happened last week? My words were twisted, misconstrued. Something was said that I did not say, and somehow these words got to the listener. It wasn't me, so it had to be you, either of you two guys.
It couldn't just be that they were listening and heard your word?
Yeah. No, it was a listener that was not listening. And
it probably was me. I mean, come on. I throw you on the bus anytime I can.
Also
here's
true.
What happened. Here's what happened. We were recounting our tales of New York Comic Con last week that took place back in October. I was telling you the Stan Lee meet and greet, me and three other. You're going to keep opening a soda every episode.
It's actually seltzer water this week.
Oh, good for you.
You have a tummy ache?
Please continue.
Anyhow, the one listener was part of our cosplay group. We did a Fantastic Four cosplay group tribute to Stan Lee, who we got to meet. Stan Lee was thrilled with it. The one cosplayer slash friend, a dear friend of mine, actually was a slumlord, a landlord for a while of mine. And he got the impression that I said he was physically unappealing.
That's because you actually stated the words, he is physically unappealing.
Wrong. I listened to the episode. I never say that. It was something very mild and innocuous. And somehow this listener with hurt feelings now, refusing to take my calls, it's put a strain on our friendship. And if the listener does happen to listen again, I apologize. It was not me.
Do you want me to call Anthony and ask him, like, what he feels?
We're not supposed to mention who it is.
Oh, no, I know. It's only one person that you slept with. His name is Anthony.
Slept with?
Yeah, he slept. Like, he lived in his house, and he slept with him in his bed.
Oh, wow.
What's the big deal? Yeah.
All right.
This is, like, the worst episode ever.
We're getting a little bit more information about Batdave than we thought we were going to get this week. All right.
Yep.
So, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave. Are we done? Are we done giving personal messages to your friends now?
Yes.
Can we do the show now? Is Denny done airing his grievances at corporations, and are you done airing your grievances to your friends?
At least my bit was about the show.
Do I get to air? You know what? I have no one to air grievances to right now.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I do.
To me. You have to to me.
What do I have to air grievances to you about?
All
right. He's got nothing. All right, Dave. Where were you going with what you were saying?
I have to point out that Dave has a really cool hat on. He has a Funko Pop Batman hat that's actually really, really cool.
I like that hat, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And I got to point out, Denny's got a great flesh-colored skull cap on.
Oh, yeah, I'm not wearing a hat today. I am going bald.
That was a low blow, Dave.
I know.
That pays you a compliment, and you call him bald.
The guy said I sleep with men. That's ridiculous.
Well, I thought he was going to mention my awesome new Spider-Man hoodie that I bought the other day.
All right, we're talking about. Are we really talking about wardrobe now? Is that where the episode's going? Like,
I guess.
Okay, Dave. What do we got on the docket for today? What are we talking about?
We got a lot of stuff.
All right, then let's move on with it.
Well, I don't know who wants to take the foreground.
The foreskin?
You tell me,
guys. Are you a Moyle now? Oi, Kavolt, we got to get rid of this foreskin.
You talk about author Kevin J. Kessler.
What about? Dave. Actually, no, I want to talk about Dave for a second, because Dave has had the ability to interview legends of the entertainment world throughout his newspaper career. He's talked to Shatner, legendary William Shatner, and who else?
Or as I call Bill Shatner.
Legendary Bill Shatner. You've interviewed a couple of other celebrities, right?
Yeah, the Monkees. Mickey Dolan.
Yeah, exactly. So now Dave was recently granted an extreme honor in the last couple weeks. He got to interview an up-and-coming author who writes with a pen made of lightning, they say, is setting the literary world on fire with his original stories.
That is Very true, but then he canceled, and then they gave me you.
Exactly. He was stuck with my sorry ass. No, yeah, Dave actually did a real did an interview for me in my old hometown paper, you know, the paper that, you know, I used to even write for back when it was the Eagle. Now it's called Cranford Life. So Dave did a really big interview. It was actually kind of weird for me to be interviewed by Dave because I was really nervous about it. I made him, like, send me every, like, version of it before it went to print. And I kept, like, looking over it because, you know, if you've listened to more than one episode of Bat Squad Radio, I'm sure you, the listening audience, understand my trepidation in putting my words in the hands of Bat Dave.
Did he twist anything? Like,
well, no,
because
that's the thing, Denny. You know, it's gonna go into the Bat Dave machine. It's gonna roll around in the Bat Dave brain, and it's gonna come out with a very Bat Dave heavy skew to it, even though he has nothing to do with anything about me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I made it very simple because we were on a deadline. I said, Kev, I said, you're from Cranford. It's the Cranford Life paper. Comes out once a month. Here's 6 questions. We have to kind of tie in what you're doing because now you're down in Florida. You're in Orlando. But we have to tie it back somehow to how you grew up, the teachers, the family, anything that New Jersey influenced you. Let's incorporate that in there. Here's 6 questions. Give me 6 answers, and then I will slightly, ever so slightly, tweak what you have provided.
Yeah.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that. You tweak so much.
So, Denny, I'm reading through it, and like I'm like, okay, so far so good. You know, I'm enjoying this. My parents are thrilled with it. Like, everybody's really happy with it back home. Only I know the subtle evil that is the darkness that is the egomaniacal Bat Dave. And only I can see the subtle twist of his hand in this article to skew it to him. And I have to hand it to you, you son of a bitch, because it is so subtly done that anyone that doesn't know you would have overlooked it. But I
come on, I want to know. What is it? What is it? I want to know.
So I'm talking in the last question. In closing, is there anything else you've been stewing on in your creative back burner? And, you know, so it says, my exact words, it's going to be a busy year. The entire 6 books of the Rocinante series are tentatively scheduled to be released before Christmas time. After that, I can focus on writing other stories that I've been rattling around in my head, as well as begin a quirky comedy screenplay based on my many years as a Northern New Jersey local news journalist. I never said that, Denny. Not
really?
One time. Now, the only reason... The only reason it's in there was because years ago, I had an idea to create like an office, like mockumentary style comedy about a newspaper office.
Yeah, I remember that.
That you two would have been in. So he had throw something in there that involved him. That is the level of megalomaniacal just crap that we're dealing with here.
Well, that's Dave. Come on.
I felt like your life story needed to be punched up just a little.
You felt like my life story needed a little bit more Bat Dave injected into it, is essentially what you're saying.
Yes. And the story comes out, what's today? Is today Thursday? It's out.
It's out.
It's out today. The March 2017 edition of Cranford Life is out, and I will let you know how it does, what the readers think of you as an author.
AKA
and,
no take backs.
And
Denny,
mean?
It's one of the last things in the article. So he made sure that one of the last things people are going to remember after reading it is something about a quirky comedy starring Bat Dave.
Yeah, of course. So wait, I have a question though. You said it's out. What do you mean, like it's printed, like on paper?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like a newspaper?
Like a paper with news on it? What is
they
this?
Still,
thing
they still
of?
Have they still have those?
Well, we could get it online, but you know, certain people like to go and buy a newspaper and sit
Who?
In the park and read
it. Yeah, and some people like to wipe their ass with it.
wrap fish in it. They're going to be wrapping fish in my face.
Put it underneath like a birdcage for their poops.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm proud of my journalistic endeavors. And
here you go, tweety shit all over Bat Dave's words and Kevell's face.
I thought it was a nice story. You know, it certainly portrays you in a positive light.
It does, you know, like it definitely, you kept true to my words for 98% of this article.
Did you put it on your Facebook page?
Not yet. Now that it's out, I'll do it.
What about Dave? You did it?
No, because, you know, we have to abide by the rules.
That is bullshit because you post shit like a week in advance and you cut it, paste it, and then you make it look all pretty and Photoshop it, and then you throw it up there. Oh, look what I did. Coming out next week. Blah, 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 blah. That's how you are.
But this is a story about Kevin. So
who cares? So, Dave, when you – how did interviewing me compare to interviewing Bill Shatner?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a lot easier because the tape recorder device malfunctioned for
my
William Shatner.
Story. This is the most angry I think I've ever seen you, ever.
We had a great FBI little CIA gadget that you hook up to a phone. It's basically wiretapping someone.
Right.
And we have a wonderful sports editor. He's on top of things. And for 3 weeks before William Shatner was going to call, I told my friend, and I won't mention his name, Joe, does this device work? Oh, yeah, don't worry, Dave. It works. Don't worry. And I'll make sure I'll have the memory cleared, and we'll hook it up. So 3 weeks go by, and then we get there, and now William Shatner's publicist, beautiful, wonderful woman, she goes, Bill Shatner's going to call you at 5:15 p.m. and talk to you till 5:30 p.m. because Mr. Shatner has a 5 p.m. and a 5:30 p.m. interview.
He's a busy
man. He was promoting his Shatner, It's His World type of thing.
Where the one-man show, right?
Exactly. Yeah, phenomenal show. And at 5:13, the sports editor who's providing me with this taping device, recording device, he tells me the battery's dead.
Wow.
So now I have 120 seconds to record Mr. Shatner because you can't – it's hard to jot stuff down when people are talking. Mm-hmm. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Fortunately, the other sports editor – who is even more low-tech, came in with one of those 1983 miniature cassette recorders. You press the buttons down.
Yeah.
He ran out to the trunk of the car. He brought it in, just enough tape on it, and I'm literally interviewing William Shatner, my phone in one hand, pressing the 1983 tape recorder up to the edge of the phone. Got just enough to do the interview.
Wow. And you guys thought my story was boring.
Dave, can you actually hear like Bill Shatner talking?
Yes.
Do you still have the tape? That, like, can you put it on? Can like we play it on the show?
You can, but it's garbled, and that's why I was so upset. I did not talk to that sports editor for about 2 months, because Shatner, like a lot of celebrities, if you catch them on a good day, they're exactly how you hope they will be.
Right.
Adam West is that way now that his manager. Denny's former arch enemy.
Denny's nemesis.
Adam's manager is
not
gone.
Not anymore, because he's gone.
Right. Denny, are you really celebrating the death of another human being right now?
No, I would never do that.
Right,
I'm so excited.
Good, because that would
at
make
least
you a
not on
human
air.
Being.
But anyhow, Mr. Shatner, the few times we have seen him, he's always been fantastic, just as charming and delightful as you would want him to be. Because these people are not getting any younger. I mean, you know. He's probably around 85. A lot of, especially
Shatner's
me, I'm
old?
A year. Yes, I'm a year or two older than you guys. So my heroes, especially my childhood heroes, are getting up there in age.
Yeah, they are.
So you have to make that effort to have a moment with them while you can.
Right. Oh. All right, Dave. What else we got on the docket today?
Well, we're going to talk about the Comic-Cons that we're covering down the road. We're going to talk.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, because there's, it's been a very slow January and February, right, Dan?
Yeah, hasn't been much going on besides my Nintendo Switch not getting shipped to the right address.
All right. We're not going back to that. But how about Denny's Super Secret Cosplay that's coming up at these cons, though?
Yeah, me and my buddy, I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to Maryland. My buddy Jeff Rayor is a very awesome cosplayer that he's been doing a lot of stuff recently and making like a weapons out of like wood. Like he loves like Lord of the Rings, so he's been doing all these different weapons and like actual like props, like they look identical, and of course he has to make them out of wood because, you know, he doesn't want to make real ones and kill people and stuff. So he's been he's been taking commission to make them, and I think right now he's pretty packed for a while. But I have a secret.
Sorry, I was trying to do that as quietly as possible.
What are you eating, chips now?
No.
Oh my god. So I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to spend the whole... What are you eating, a donut?
A bagel. Sent to me by my bagel buddy, Gene O'Brien.
God. So anyway,
I got a nice care package of bagels and cream cheese from Gene.
That's funny. That's a great comedy bit. Now, when you open the can of soda while I'm talking, not so funny.
Right.
Uh-huh. Anyway, my secret cosplay, I'm not going to mention it. I'm probably going to, when it's done, I'm going to probably throw it up on Facebook. He's going to help me finish it up, and I should be leaving tomorrow afternoonish and coming back on Sunday, and I'm going to go take a ride there and do that and hopefully catch some Pokemon.
Well, listen, I don't want to be a jerk because that's not what I'm all about.
No.
But Denny, young Denny here has a lot riding on this cosplay because 2016 was not a big year for him.
How so?
Why is that?
Well,
I don't even know why.
Your cosplay count was low, very, very low. I mean, whereas I cranked out about 23, 24.
Now, if you compare your shitty cosplay that you find at a thrift store for $2 and throw sunglasses on there and make it seem like you're somebody is a bunch of bullshit.
This is quality over quantity, Dave.
It's quality. Yeah. It has to be. Because quality does not win you trophies and get the bitches.
Yeah,
plain and simple.
If Denny's going to do, like, you know, Denny with his Italian Spider-Man or his retired Spider-Man, or, like, you know, like, Denny puts, like, actual work and thought into them, you just slap together a bunch of thrift store clothes and you're like, I'm Batman, but I'm really
exactly.
skinny.
I would get super pissed at you, but I know you're deliberately trying to get me super pissed, so I'm not going to get super pissed. But what I do is more than just cosplay. I become that character.
Yeah, okay.
I am like the Peter Sellers of cosplay.
So if that's the case, when's Frelverine going to come out?
Yeah. Is the Punisher
that's
coming
hurtful.
Back?
The Punisher, is he coming back?
Maybe Dick Fury, which is just you in an eye patch and a turtleneck?
Look, I don't – not that I have them listed, but here's what I'm capable of and here's what I have done. And
I'm going to go take a piss. I'll be
no,
right back.
No, you know what? I want to shoot them all down, like, as he says them.
All right. All right. Because you guys – and first of all, let me say something about thrift stores. Thrift stores are a wonderful – so sorry, Kevin. When you bite into a bagel, it doesn't make a loud, crunchy noise. So
no. But, like, this bagel – like, I ordered this bagel with cream cheese. It's not actually from Gina Prime.
Is there cream cheese on it? I don't see any cream cheese.
There was supposed to be. I ordered a bagel with cream cheese. Look at this crap.
Wow.
There's like I am literally going to go burn Dunkin' Donuts down right now. I'm not actually going to do that. Dunkin' Donuts and over here burns down tonight. It wasn't me. But
okay. Listen.
Like, that's crap.
I agree. What kind of bagel is that, though?
Are you done venting?
Oh, plain?
Are you done venting about a bagel? Listen.
Almost. Hold on. This is crap. It's bullshit.
Okay, as Denny struggles to come up with one new cosplay,
Okay. Here's
what I've done in the past 12 months. 5 different Batmans.
All frail and sickly.
3 different Jokers.
All frail and sickly.
But that almost kind of works, but it doesn't really because he doesn't, like, do the character.
4 different Nick Furies, 2 approved by Jim Steranko.
You with an eye patch and a little bit of hair coloring.
3 very different Punishers.
Punisher.
Both the Green Hornet and Kato.
Yeah, did you notice that he's actually – I think he actually wrote this down because he's looking down at his pad.
He definitely
oh,
has
kidding
it written
me?
Down. He definitely
oh,
has
my God.
Down. Yes, when you offended the entire Asian community by being Kato. Cultural appropriation from Bat Dave.
Cosplay is not about skin color. I could be Kato.
No, cosplay is not about skin color when a minority dresses as a white character. Cosplay is very much about skin color when a white, pasty mofo like you dresses up as an Asian character. I'm sorry, it's a double standard, but it exists.
3 very sexy Captain Kirks.
Captain Jerk?
That's when you shaved your chest and everything.
Dave Starsky from Starsky and Hutch.
I don't even know what that is.
Logan as Wolverine.
Butter knives for claws.
Sickly Superman.
Yeah, well, very sickly. You were like in Flashpoint. In the Flashpoint comic book, when the Flash changes the present by going back to, like, save his mom, they come back to the present. Superman, they find Superman in this alternate timeline. and he had been like, the Kents never found him. He had been recovered by the government and he had been like held underground and he had never like seen the sun and he's all like frail and bony. That was you as Superman.
That was your version.
Well, now my award-winning niche. Am I saying it niche or niche?
Niche or niche? Whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
Niche. My niche characters that only I can pull off.
Okay.
When I became Gilligan to meet actress Dawn Wells.
That was only good because you had Super David Jay as a skipper.
When I became the $6 million.
And he had a coconut.
Yeah.
When I became the $6 million man to meet actor Lee Majors.
That was so stupid. No, that was just horrible. You in a red tracksuit.
That was, yeah, horrible high waters, too.
And my balls were...
I know. I had to film you doing it. Numerous times jumping off that freaking bench.
When I became Conrad Siegfried of Chaos to meet Bernie Coppell.
I don't know what that is.
When I became Garth Knight.
Are you almost done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What's Garth Knight? Is that like a Batman who sings country music?
That was horrible.
Did you ever watch Knight Rider? I know you're a year or two younger than me.
No.
Knight Rider?
Knight Rider is. I know Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World was the voice of the car and David Hasselhoff was the guy, but no, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, well, David Hasselhoff played both Michael and Garth. He played the good and
like
the
his
bad.
He was like his evil... Oh, jeez. What was this, okay. His brother? Evil brother? What was he? Evil what? Like just
I don't know.
At the Denny's costumes are involved. They're professionally made. At the end of the day, Dave, all of your costumes are just you, a guy who looks like Tom Cavanaugh from the future, who's fallen on hard times, who's come back in time to tell real Tom Cavanaugh to get his life in order so you don't ever turn into you. It's just you in a weird costume.
I like the fact that Kevin's actually on my side with this.
Your cosplays, Denny. I actually do. It's something. The one thing you do that I approve of.
Thank you. I mean, I don't do a lot of them, but so let me ask you this, Dave: when you do your cosplay, what is your most expensive cosplay that you got from the thrift store?
Well, I pride myself on making the cosplay as cheap as possible because anyone could go out and buy stuff.
So how much?
I don't know.
$20 All right. So the one that I'm
that's just because he haggled the that's just because he haggled the Russian lady in downtown Union down from $15.
Now hold on, Denny's going to tell you how much money he's blowing instead of spending it on his family. He's going to tell you how much he's spending on his new top secret cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've spent as of now $1,500.
That's ridiculous.
$1,500 on a costume? You're an idiot.
Yep. No, because a lot of it had to get professionally stitched, sewn to my likings. The other stuff I had to get with it, it's like material products you have to buy to make it like certain hot glue guns and like the foam, like Eva foam, like all that different stuff that you have to basically like put it together to make it work.
Kevin, listen.
Life is not fair that he has $1,500 to blow on a costume.
Oh, Kevin. Got a newspaper. Yeah, you're not going to have. You need to spend $15.
Well,
$20.
Guess what? Guess what, Denny? I'm now back on Dave's side. Go with your costumes, frail man.
And guess what, Kev? Even better. All 34 of my cosplays add up to less than $1,500.
And then what's going to happen when Rayer ships Denny his costume and it goes to his old address?
Well, first of all, I told you I'm driving there and we're going to be building it together. So
Mildred Horowitz, who lives at Denny's old address, is going to be sitting there in her super secret cosplay costume playing Nintendo Switch and just being I don't know who this Denny boy, this Gentile Denny boy is, but he sure is sending me lots of things.
Gentile.
And I think we should correct Denny. He's mispronouncing the name of his good cosplay making costume friend.
Is he?
It's Jeff Rior.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was doing that because of you, because you like to always say that, so I wanted to call you out.
Right.
Right.
All
right,
so we've gotten Denny's cosplay woes out of the way. We've gotten Denny's Walmart woes out of the way. We've gotten my woes with Dave out of the way. What else is going on this week? Oh, you know what? I know something that's going on this week. Did you guys catch that new DuckTales trailer today?
I had no clue it was even out.
Denny, you watch DuckTales, I assume, right?
Hell yeah, I love DuckTales. You even played the video. I still have the Nintendo game for it.
The Nintendo game's amazing. Dave is a decade or two older than us, so he doesn't really know. But the,
that's true.
The cast for this new DuckTales was probably the most famous cartoon from the youth of my, myself and Denny, like our generation.
Was that Darkwing Duck? Too?
Darkwing Duck came after DuckTales. It was kind of a spinoff. It had a couple of the same characters. It had Launchpad. It had Gizmo Duck. But DuckTales was kind of the story of DuckTales was Donald Duck is going into the Navy, and he leaves his nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie with his eccentric billionaire uncle Scrooge McDuck. And it's all about the adventures that they have, like going all over the place on like archaeological projects. There was a DuckTales movie, Treasure of the Lost Lamp, which is absolutely amazing.
So is this going to be animated, or is it going to be garbage?
It's animated. It's hand drawn animation.
Oh wow!
It's a little bit more modern, a little bit more streamlined.
I'm fine with that.
Have you seen those new Mickey Mouse cartoons they've been putting out lately?
I watch it every day with my son. Yeah.
Not Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I'm talking to like the hand drawn cartoons.
Yeah, no, they have it on Disney Junior.
Yeah, it's kind of that style of animation.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the characters on this show and who's playing them, because they didn't go with voice actors. They went with like actual established people like from other shows.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. No, dude, it's awesome. Well, first of all, Tony Anselmo is Donald Duck. He's always Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Beck Bennett from Saturday Night Live is going to be Launchpad.
Nice.
Kate Micucci from, she's been like everything. She's like that really skinny girl who plays the ukulele in a lot of stuff. You'd know her if you saw her. She was on The Big Bang Theory as Raj's first girlfriend, the one that climbs out the window to get away from him. She was Gooch on Scrubs. Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live is Louie. Danny Pudi from Community is Huey, and Ben Schwartz, John Ralphio from the Parks and Rec is playing Dewey. And rounding out the cast as Scrooge McDuck is Doctor Who himself, David Tennant.
Wow, really?
The way they announced the cast was amazing, because they did a video where the whole cast sings the DuckTales theme, and they revealed them like one at a time. And you're like, Bobby Moynihan, Daniel Pudi, like, what is going on here? And then all of a sudden, like, right when it hits, like, the big moment, all of a sudden David Tennant, like, whirls around in the chair and is like, danger works behind you. And everybody, like, as one, freaked out about it.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they put out an actual trailer, and he goes full Scottish in it. It's awesome. I like that it looks like Donald's going to be more involved in it. Webby's like a fangirl. The boys are more sarcastic. It's really cool. I liked it a lot.
Do they have the script or anything yet? Like, what is it going to be like based on?
Basically, it looks like Scrooge is kind of like a little not down on his luck. He's just kind of like not adventuring anymore because he's old. And the boys kind of like bring back that adventurous fire, and he starts going on treasure hunts again and stuff.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, this is all well and good if you enjoy Disney products.
Which I know you don't.
How about for those of us who may not enjoy Disney products?
Then this segment's not for you. You should have skipped
it. And then they can forward it, exactly.
Yeah. There's a little thing that's 15-second skip, so you can push that button. It's what most people call, affectionately, the Bat Dave button. And
yeah, that's what I always do.
Yeah, you can just kind of skip through it.
Wouldn't this topic be better suited for your other show, Two Men and a Mouse?
Well, no, because I know that Denny liked DuckTales, so Denny and I are sharing that kind of bond right now.
Yep. It just sounds childish. It sounds like, oh, it's a cartoon for
right.
kids.
Right, like dressing up like Batman or Knight Rider's evil twin brother or whatever, or putting on a red tracksuit.
Wrong, that's
putting on a red tracksuit and being Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's performance art.
I'm a $6 million man.
I'm
frail. Give me a beer and a hell yeah and a cheese sandwich, because I'm Dave and I'm skinny as all hell.
Can I get a hell yeah?
First of all, that's the wrong.
If you can
Steve
rebuild
Austin.
Me, if you got the technology, give me a hell yeah.
That's great.
Wrong Steve Austin.
Wrong Steve Austin. There's only one Steve Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to defend my accomplishments.
You're going to anyway.
So in other Disney news, this kind of caused a bit of a stir, and I took like a very strong stance on this on Facebook.
Yeah, we saw.
Disney's big thing is it's been doing a lot of, like, all of its classic animated films are getting live-action remakes lately, and the latest is going to be Beauty and the Beast. Now, these live-action remakes are hit or miss. Maleficent, which was a retelling of Sleeping Beauty, was awful. Cinderella was, like, okay. It was borderline acceptable. The Jungle Book was awesome. With the
I liked that a lot.
With the exception of Christopher Walken as King Louis, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Now they're doing Beauty and the Beast, and it looks like it's a shot-for-shot remake, almost. Because, like, the music's the same, a lot of the set pieces are the same. Like, it's very accurate to the original, which is good, because Beauty and the Beast is one of, like, the most iconic, beloved Disney classics of all time. Now, Disney has always kind of skirted around the issue of sexuality. So, there are characters that are widely believed to be LGBT representation. Elsa from Frozen, a lot of people are like, oh, Elsa's a lesbian, or you know, Flower from Bambi, or the one dude from Lilo and Stitch, like the skinny alien guy. There's lots of characters, but the one that was always kind of hinted at was LeFou, Gaston's sidekick. You know, the one that sings, no one's big as Gaston, no one's big as Gaston, you know, like, well, they've decided that they are 100% going for it. Josh Gad, who plays LeFou, is going to be a LGBT, a gay character in this movie. And I think it's
awesome.
I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's great.
That's good.
I think it makes sense for the character. I think it's great to be inclusive. I think Disney's finally taking a stand on this. And it's just kind of proof that it's a brave new world.
No, I always think that's a good thing, though, because, you know, like, for them to kind of start branching out and it's being more accepting and stuff now, I agree with it. I think that's pretty cool.
This is the world now. People need to realize it, and if you don't like it, get the hell out.
I don't think we even need heterosexual relationships in movies.
All right, so essentially, because I'm going to kind of try to save your ass here, you're saying that it's not even so much the fact that it's a gay romance. You just don't think romance is needed in every movie.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, and you know what? And I'm going to kind of meet you halfway on this one, because if you look at some of the Marvel movies and some of the superhero movies out there, a lot of those love stories are shoehorned in. Like, we didn't really care about Pepper Potts in Iron Man 3. We didn't really give a damn about, like, if you notice in Civil War, they didn't even really do it. They had to make out with Sharon Carter, like, once. And that
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson and Bruce Banner probably being the most egregious of them.
Absolutely, and I'm trying to make light of it. I'm not trying to piss anyone off, but except for maybe Casablanca and Gone with the Wind, there really aren't too many more movies that really needed that big love scene.
Well, I mean, romantic comedies usually need romance.
Yeah, but it's all formula. It's all cookie cutters. We've seen to me what Disney's doing. It's more of a distraction than anything that's really helping or supporting the project. I don't know.
But you're seeing it happen more and more. Like Stephanie McMahon from the WWE said there will absolutely be LGBT characters in the WWE. In the new Star Wars films, Kathleen Kennedy has said there will absolutely be LGBT inclusion in Star Wars. Like, it's not so much that it's like we're doing this to be different. We're doing this because this is the world now, and it's part of the world now, and we have to be accepting and inclusive. Otherwise, you're driving, you know, LGBT teenagers to kill themselves, which is like what happened a lot. So,
well, no one wants that, but I'm a bit skeptical, and I'll give you a great example just on television alone. Now, like I said, I'm a bit older than you guys. I used to grow up reading Archie comics with Betty and Veronica. Now, if you think about it, that's kind of a high school threesome. I get it. Archie's going out with Betty on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's going out with Veronica Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. And, you know, then you got Jughead, whatever he's doing. And you got Reggie. He's a jerk. But I turn on the TV a week and a half ago, and I am horrified to see a new show, I think on the WB.
Who's CW?
Based
it's called Riverdale.
Called Riverdale. And it was just an abomination. This is not Archie. This is just a modern day nightmare of just pushing crap.
As you know, I frequent the CW shows. I watch Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and DC Legends of Tomorrow religiously. I've seen but I don't watch them live. I watch them on the app. I watch them, you know. So I see commercials for Riverdale all the time. And I have to say, like, I even posted a Facebook status recently where I was just like, is this Riverdale thing as bad as it looks? Because it looks pretty bad.
Archie is banging Miss Grundy. Now, first of all, we've got who's the new Aunt May who's hot now?
Sally Field? Oh, no, Marissa Tomei. Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. So you get what I'm saying. Now, they've
taken Sally Field's hot.
Yeah. Marissa Tomei is the third Aunt May in the movies. And Aunt May seems to keep getting 20 years younger each time, right?
Yep.
And that's fine because she's not a sexually driven character. At least I don't think so. She was always there to support Peter Parker and this and that. But for Archie, for an underage high school redheaded freckle-faced kid to be having relations with his school teacher, who Miss Grundy, as I recall in the comics, was 90. She was older than me. I know you guys were going to say that. And now she is as hot as any porn star out there. And her and Archie are getting it on. Archie doesn't even have eyes for Betty or Veronica.
Well, I will play devil's advocate here, and I will say you have to have somewhere for the story to go. Like, he's got to maybe eventually develop a thing for Betty and Veronica. But... I'm with you. This is kind of like why didn't you just make a teen drama show and not have it be Archie? Like,
we could say that for almost any intellectual property, because Hollywood gets these beloved, treasured franchises and does whatever the hell they want with them.
Right.
We've seen it with superheroes.
Some of them stay very true to the character, but others.
Well,
know.
After the fan. Fans go ape shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Ant-Man was very loyal
yes.
to it, kind of. Vision, the Vision's been great.
Yeah.
Captain America's hit or miss. Iron Man has been pretty good. But
I think you're entirely too critical about things sometimes.
Yeah, you really are.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's the problem with me. The only problem that there is with me in regards to this, and I see you both yawning. I get upset when comic books aren't comic booky enough,
right?
And then when they are comic booky enough, I get upset that they're not serious enough. So I guess there is a problem that I'm having.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really seem to have a middle ground anywhere. You just kind of hate everything.
Yeah, it's either yes or no.
I don't know, because you're a miserable human being.
No, that's Denny.
I don't know. Right now, it seems like it's you. You've been sitting here being like, there's dang flab gays, and then there's dang flab movies, and there's too much action
that.
In movies nowadays.
Yeah, too much explosions or whatever he said. CG. He doesn't like CG.
Well, yeah. I don't like action movies because they're all the same and there's too much action. They're very loud. I saw on Nightline.
You are aging
you're just
before.
Too old.
You are you. It looks like you just drank from the wrong cup in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You are like mummifying right now. You're just aging before our eyes.
No, I watched a recent episode of Nightline and they had an ear doctor on, and the ear doctor said 9 out of 10 movies are playing at decibel levels that will deafen small children.
So you're not a small child.
You know what my ear doctor said the other day, Lisa? He said the kids are listening to their music too loud.
Probably now is a good time to switch topics. Didn't you want to talk about your corny, stupid-ass, wacky news bit?
Shifting away from Jebediah Bat Dave for a minute?
Oh, God.
As I call your old man character? Yeah, so, you know, we used to do... Dave, you want to do the wacky news...
jingle, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was you were like, wacky news.
Oh, okay. Wacky news.
Thank you.
That was horrible.
It doesn't feel like wacky news unless he does that. All right. So this week, to bring back wacky news, it was something we started doing, like just like funny little news stories that came up that I would find. So I had something kind of picked out, something from Can.
Hold on. I got a new intro. Ready? Next up, wacky news.
Why did you just do that?
That's really creepy. Can you cut that out? That was weird.
I'm going to try to cut that out. So
why did you even? Why did you do that?
Originally, I had a story.
You got a boner?
Yeah, I do actually.
Originally,
Denny sat up.
Originally, I had two stories to read today. One was from Canada and one was from Florida, because I like those are the two like news stories that I love the most, like weird stories from Canada and weird stories from Florida, because they're always two very wildly different things.
So basically, you're picking on people from Florida and Canada.
Essentially, yeah. But no, like I'm picking on people from Florida, and I'm showing great reverence and respect to people from Canada. But I decided not to do that. I'm going to save that for another one, because I found something today that I'd heard of this before, but I read it. I was reading it today, and I laughed. I was laughing so hard that people were probably staring at me. So Amazon is a great tool for selling things, right? Do you buy anything? Danny, I'm sure you buy off Amazon.com.
The river?
Yeah, I'm going to start buying off of Amazon after what happened with my Walmart extravaganza.
Yeah, I know. Danny buys things off Amazon. I buy things off Amazon. Dave doesn't know how to operate a computer, so he probably doesn't.
So he's up buying shit.
Yeah.
How do you guys get to South America?
You go to the Amazon store? Where's that? I was driving around. I only found the Walmart that lost Denny's Nintendo Atari.
whatever that is.
So one of the major things with Amazon is when you find a product, a lot of times you check out the reviews, and that's everything from books like the books that I put out, to the, you know, books that major authors put out, to products and everyday services. So I wanted to read you a few reviews for a product that I found to be kind of enlightening.
I love these. I always read the reviews on stuff.
So these are reviews for a consumable product. It is one of my favorite candies as a child was gummy bears, but you know you couldn't have them too much because they had lots of sugar. So a company called Haribo came out with sugar-free gummy bears.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. So people were like, "Wow, sugar-free gummy bears! I could have gummy bears without any of the problem but sugar." Yes, with these gummy bears, your teeth no longer have issues. However, Denny, there are other issues to be found.
What?
Explosive.
From a review titled "Just Don't," it says "Just Don't" unless it's a gift for someone you hate. All right, here's the review. What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw, projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid. Flammable liquid. Napalm.
What the hell?
Apparently these gummy bears cause violent butt death.
Was everybody saying that, or just this one dude?
So... Another one from a review titled "Be sure to buy OxyClean too." Be sure to also buy a tub of OxyClean with this to get the blood and diarrhea stains out of your underwear, clothes, furniture, pets, loved ones, and ceiling fans.
Hey, Danny,
took a shit on the ceiling.
Danny, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What?
From a review titled
"Gummy Bears," sugar-free gummy bears.
From a review titled "Yup, Believe the Hype," I saw the product reviews and told some coworkers. So we bought a bag because who doesn't want to spend a workday on the toilet and get paid, right? Brought them in yesterday morning, and a bunch of the guys immediately downed a handful each. Within half an hour, they were in the bathroom. Best moment of the day was when one of them, who had been in the bathroom for half an hour by that point, texted one of the others, if you think it's a fart, it's not.
That's great.
From a review titled, "It's period all period true period. Oh my God, everything previously written is true. It's all true. Don't eat more than 15 in a sitting unless you are trying to power wash your intestines." From a review titled "Fully Weaponized Gummy Bears." The cramping started about an hour later, and soon enough I was as bloated as a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. When the rumbling started, I sprinted down the hallway and made it to the bathroom just in time for the four horsemen of the apocalypse to stampede from my backside. laying waste to my home septic system and my will to live. After 3 hours of a pelvis-shaking gummy bear assault, I was spongy and weak, surprised that I had any bones left. I cursed Haribo with the little strength I could muster.
Oh, Haribo made it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought it was some off-brand.
This one is entitled Awesome and Explosive. The explosive gas let loose and tried into an explosive shart. 1 mile from home on my walk, and it was a long 1 mile back, and I had a mess. Fortunately for my compression shorts, it didn't run down my legs. Now I had to hold the gas for fear of blowing my intestines out into my shorts. I made it home, and what happened then was like something out of Dante's Inferno. My butt became an upside-down volcano. Best to stock up on toilet bowl cleaner, because you will totally spray the bowl and the back of your seat. I would no sooner get done than have to go again. When you get the urge to go, you best be in proximity of toilet. I spent hours.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, there goes our female listeners.
Oh, my gosh. There are other titles of reviews you don't understand. Excellent.
It's not really wacky news, though.
Gastrointestinal Armageddon. I mean, so here's my question. I think we should try it.
I'm not trying that crap.
I think we should each order a bag, and we should see. We should report back on what happens.
I'll pass. I have a very fickle stomach as it is, but yeah. I think that company should repackage and repurpose that product as a dietary weight loss supplement
or a gag gift.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of people.
Like, imagine if you hadn't heard this story and you were like, "Hey, Denny, look what I got you, gummy bears."
Yeah, but how do you know if that really happened? Because there's so many reviewers out there that just put like bullshit stuff on there just for.
I don't know, man. The legends surrounding this one are pretty severe.
I don't know.
That's why I want to try it. That's why I think that Bat Squad Radio needs to do an in-depth investigation in this.
Well, let's see if someone wants to gift us a few bags and we'll try it out.
I'm honestly considering. You know what? Here's the other thing. Disney actually sells. A sugar-free, like, goofy gummy, and I want to see if that does it. But, like, I'm afraid to do it myself.
I mean, I'll do it with you. I don't care.
All right, so we'll each buy a bag, and we'll, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'll take pictures.
See, I feel like Dave shouldn't do it because Dave might actually die.
Right.
Well, either that or he'll just, like, go into, like, the fetal position in the corner and just cry.
Just picture Dave on the toilet. Dr. Oh, Pepper. Buster! Buster, I'm coming! I'm coming, Buster!
I had a bad experience with a Dr. Pepper one time, and it damn near killed me, so I have to be careful.
So, yeah, so that's my wacky news this week. Apparently, Haribo sugar-free gummies cause violent butt death. And there's the title for this week's episode, Violent Butt Death.
Violent Butt Death.
All right, Dave, now speaking of Buster, there is some posthumous Buster news, right?
Yes, I wanted to make a huge announcement for all the Buster fans, not so much fans of me.
No,
but,
those
as,
don't exist, but there are plenty of Buster fans, as we pointed
right.
out last week.
But for the new listeners out there, Buster the Dog Wonder was an amazing creature. He passed away 1 week shy of his 16th birthday last summer. He was a dachshund, 20 pounds of love, super intelligent, great little guy. And we had a lot of wonderful times together. Denny recorded a lot of them. We worked on many fan films together. Mm-hmm. Of the 75 fan films that we made as Bat Squad Studios, Buster was in at least two dozen of them. And like the trooper he was, before he passed away, he had finished filming his scenes for one to possibly two final posthumous Bat Dave and Buster projects.
Very
which
interesting.
Will be yes, they'll be coming out at some point in 2017. Very much like how Brandon Lee, unfortunately, could not finish The Crow. We will finish these projects without him. The first one coming out very soon, Denny knows about this. Denny actually plays a part in this, is a Bat Dave and Buster tribute to the original 1960s Star Trek, the William Shatner version of the show.
Okay, what role does Buster play in this?
Buster is Chief Science Officer Mr. Buster.
Okay.
So he's kind of like a canine Mr. Spock. I, of course, would play the dashing Captain Kirk character.
Right.
And Denny's going to play Mr. Scott, although he's called Snotty. Snotty
called
in
Snotty.
This. Snotty. Yeah, everyone has a different name in this. Uh-huh. And it's great. It's about 90% film. Denny's going to film his scenes. We have a couple connective scenes that have to be filmed. But it's a lot of fun, and it's called Star Trek, Bat Dave and Buster, Return to Orion. And
but not
Buster,
Uranus?
No. Buster is
Why
kidnapped.
Why is it Return to Uranus?
Because this is Star Trek, and it's Orion. And the plot, the basic plot is Buster is kidnapped by the Orion slave girls, as we all remember those beautiful green succubuses from the original series. And it's up to me to infiltrate, or should I say penetrate, the Orion slave girls' inner sanctum and rescue Buster.
See, penetrate Uranus slave girls sounds so much
Ryan,
better.
So hold Ryan. On 1 second.
Yes.
You are essentially suckering people in to watch you oogle a bunch of green chicks just so that they can see Buster one more time.
Oh, he actually painted a few of them himself.
You're making it sound cheap and tawdry.
Everything you do is cheap and tawdry.
And the
That's
second
the, your
project.
Autobiography, Cheap and Tawdry, the Bat Dave story.
Now there's the episode title right there, not butt death. and then the second project is a little bit sadder. It was originally going to be the sequel to 2013's Bat Dave and Buster, the original Bat Dave and Buster, which started filming the second after we concluded filming the first one. It was filmed over 4 years. It has bat copters in it, bat boats, bat mobiles. It was called Bat Dave and Buster Break Up. Now that Buster's gone, that's kind of a sad title.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is, out of respect to Buster and to our fans, we are taking 37 minutes of footage. And we're just going to make a 6-minute retrospective of Bat Dave and Buster, a tribute to Buster.
Well, I was going to ask, because you mentioned the Brandon Lee thing with the crow, and they had to get like a bunch of like Brandon Lee stand-ins. I was like, do you have Buster stand-ins that are going to like finish out the movie? But
well, no, but there, a lot of times Buster's clothing appears in the scene.
What did you put Buster's clothing on?
Or he appears, he says his lines from off camera. Like Bob Newhart. You ever see Bob Newhart on the phone?
Yeah.
I'll be talking to Buster, and Buster's on the other end of the phone. So, but fear not. All of his scenes were filmed. Buster, it was magnificent, and it's going to be a lot of fun in a sad way.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that you've got that coming out. I will actually watch this one. This is one of your things. So this will be the final two Bat Dave videos that I ever watch because they have Buster in them. Until you find an adorable new dachshund sidekick.
That I swear that will not happen for quite some time.
Yeah.
So Buster was
you're not the horrid human being that I thought you were.
No, he is.
No, it's Buster was one of a kind. He shall not be replaced. Although there was talk of it last episode, and I got a lot of heat from listeners over that. And
did you really get heat from people?
People thought it was very shallow that I wanted to move on so quickly. But
well, because it was very shallow that you wanted to move on so quickly.
But I was joking for the most part.
I heard that people were pissed at me because of how "quote unquote" hurtful I was after the whole, you know, you're grieving over it, and I was just kind of like, "All right, move on. Who cares?"
I could have taken that none too kind, but I know how you are, and like we mentioned last time, both
it was
you
all
guys
for shtick for the show. People shouldn't get.
Yeah,
offended.
You guys were awesome. So
for the record, I was very supportive.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, as much as we can't stand each other, we're all good friends.
Yes. It's like, you ever have that one group friend in your group that you just hate? Like, they're your friend, but you hate them. That's basically both of them to me.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't name names, but yeah, definitely.
Poor Anthony.
No. Anyhow. Do we want to wrap things up here? Do we want to talk about our upcoming shows?
Well, do we have anything else on the docket, or are we about done?
No, that's good. I'm
all right. So, what do you guys got coming? Like for upcoming shows, what do you got coming in like the next week?
Well, I'm gonna announce it, and then Denny will fill out the specifics.
Okay.
Not this weekend. This weekend, believe it or not, little Florida boy, we're getting snow. New Jersey's gonna get some more snow.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, but it just says like AM showers. So those will be
But it's not a fun looking weekend weather wise. The following weekend we're doing a double header. We're splitting the weekend with two shows. We're doing Saturday, March 11th, Big Apple Comic Con. Tell them about it, Dan.
Well, like he said, it's going to be from March 11th and 12th. We're going to show up on the 11th from 10 to 7 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday at Penn Plaza, 401 7th Avenue in New York City. We're going to have guests like Stan Lee, Frank Miller, John Bernthal from Daredevil. We're going to have people like Barbara Eden. Let's see who else is going to be there. Jason David Frank. A bunch of other people. Robert Bruce, you know, he was on Comic Book Men a few times.
Yeah, love
one of
Robert
my favorite.
Bruce.
Yeah, he's great. One of my favorites from the Warriors. You're going to have some. David Harris is going to be there, which I thought was pretty cool.
Dave, are you going as Major Nelson?
No, I am not. I am going as your favorite. I am going as an all new Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a very special presentation. We are presenting legendary artist Jim Steranko, who basically made Nick Fury a household name.
Right.
We are presenting him with something very special. An artist's friend, even Denny doesn't know about this, an artist's friend makes three-dimensional comic book covers come to life, and he's making something special for Mr. Steranko.
Now, Mr. Steranko is notoriously camera shy.
Dapper.
Notoriously camera shy. He's not taking a picture with you unless you're an attractive female. Or, as Dave learned, unless you have something, some kind of gimmick. Like, you were dressed as Nick Fury and he liked it, so he jumped over the table and took a picture with you.
Yeah, like a $14 suit from Goodwill.
Yeah, so now Dave is trying to up his ante so that he can keep getting pictures with Jim Steranko, because since Neil Adams yelled at him and told him not to bullshit him, Jim Steranko has become the new person that he stalks.
Neil did not specifically single me out. We love Neil Adams as an artist, but the last 2 years as a guest, he can be difficult, but he's across the board, he's been a little difficult with everyone.
He's grown tired with your antics.
Of everyone's antics, right, Dan? Not just me.
Yeah, no, he's been doing it to pretty much everyone.
Yeah,
but more of Dave, though. Like, he'll, like, change the sign to, like, $50 instead of $30 when he sees him around. It's kind of like a wanted sign, like, right behind him when you see this man.
Like, picture of Dave's face with a no through it. Who's Dave so he doesn't actually have a picture of him? It's a picture of Don Flamenco from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, God.
No sign through it.
That's great.
Well, now that you mention it, I have a suppressed memory. And at Garden State Comic Fest, when I did ask to interview Neil in the past, he would be very affable and let me have my way. I asked that last time I asked, and he goes, quote, "Are you shitting me?" And that was pretty much it. So we've
moved
on. But
there was the time before that, too, wasn't there, when he yelled at you?
I don't think there was a yelling.
No, yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Like,
where he was like, "Can't you see the
sign? Like a real...
It's so for a picture, and don't bullshit me."
Yeah, well, that's more on him than me. That's his prices have gone up substantially.
Yeah,
but we're not here to badmouth legends of the business.
No, of course not. No, we're talking about the way you annoy them. It's not.
Well,
it's nothing on Neil. It's more against you.
So that Sunday, March 12th, Danny. Denny's going to fill us in. We're heading down to Cherry Hill, New Jersey for Monster Mania.
Monster Mania,
oh,
number
nice.
36.
That's
yeah, 36.
A heck of a drive, so you guys must really like this Monster Mania.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's, I don't know, I feel more comfortable there than I do at like a regular con.
Because
it's,
you're going down
know.
To almost Philly for this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
what does
about
he care?
Hour?
I'm the one that drives. I'm the official, I'm the chauffeur, for God's sake.
Give you gas.
Oh,
leave that.
I will.
Put a dollar in the square jar, asshole.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we have Monster Mania coming up. Monster Mania number 36, March 10th to 12th. Same thing at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Cherry Hill, in New Jersey. We got guests like John Cusack. We got a couple of the kids from Stranger Things, like the kid that plays Lucas, the kid that plays Dustin. We got the two Shining Twins, Lisa and Lewis Burns are going to be there. The guy that played in Halloween. Who else? We got Scott Wilson, a couple other guys. Lita. Lita's going to be there from
the WWE.
WWE. Yeah,
Hall
but she can't. You know what's funny is like she can't use her name Lita anymore.
No, Amy Dumas.
Amy Dumas. That's yep. It's exactly it. So we've got Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio. They're going to be back with Johnny. Remember William? How do you say his last name? Zabka. Is that it?
Johnny Zabka. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have the other guy, Martin Cove. And then you got Nature Boy himself, Ric Flair.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Lloyd Kaufman, a bunch of other little heres and theres. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty busy and fun weekend.
How about you, Kev? Anything going on in Florida for you coming up?
No, not this month. I've got Star Wars Celebration in April, I mean, and which we'll touch on when we get closer to it. But then I've got iHeart Books in the end of May, and then I've got Space Coast Book Lovers in June. Though I was talking to our old friend Sal from Garden State Comic Fest, and next year there's a good chance there might be an author Kevin J. Kessler booth at Garden State Comic Fest.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
we'll be sure to bring a big pile of tomatoes.
We'll be live podcasting if that happens. So,
true. Yeah.
Did you get my tomato joke? It's from the 30s. When you didn't like someone, you would throw tomatoes at them.
Yes, no, we got
them.
It. We understood.
No, they do that in Disney cartoons all the time.
And vaudeville.
They used to do it in The Muppet Babies. Fozzie Bear would always get hit with tomatoes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So no, we're caught up with that.
Yeah, I'm caught up too. I've had enough.
All right, we're about done for this week?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, that's going to do for Bat Squad Radio this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We always love having you guys with us, and thank you very much for bearing with us this week. This is more of a bickery episode than usual. Folks, if you want to check out my good friends over here in the Bat Squad, please check them out at facebook.com/NJBatSquadStudios, and also check out their YouTube channel where all 75 of their fan films can be seen at youtube.com/NJBatSquad. Also, check out Denny's What a Waste page at, what is it, Denny? WhataWaste.com?
Yeah, just What a Waste. Go to Facebook /WhataWaste and should be there.
Yep, Facebook.com/WhataWaste, and you'll find Denny's group. You can join it if you want. I mean, you could send Dave a friend request or whatever. He's at NJBatDave, so it's probably Facebook.com/NJBatDave. For me, folks, you can check out my author page, which has links to all my books up there. We are actually big dropping news right here, gentlemen. Rocinante Wrath of the Faithful pre-orders go on sale this weekend.
Nice. So, awesome.
Yep. And it's going to be a special ebook pre-order of 99 cents. So.
Hey, Danny, are you getting one?
No.
Yeah, I already pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
Me too.
You can check out my Facebook page over at facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor. Follow me on Twitter @KevinJKessler and on Instagram @WhiteDragonPN. Also, folks, for the White Dragon Podcast, or if you like Bat Squad Radio, you can talk about it in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Bat Squad Radio. I think that's what it is. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WhiteDragon. facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter @WhiteDragonPN. All right, that does it for this week. Dave, any closing words?
Wacky news.
Denny, any closing words?
I was going to say one thing. F Walmart.
All right, folks. For Bat Dave, for Spider Denny, my name's Kev L. We will see you next time. Same Bat Squad time. Same Bat Squad channel.